Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Take Command, Greg Hoffman, Logan Paulson. Logan, let's talk about the offense real quick before we put the bows on the season. And this wasn't my favorite Cliff game. Terry kind of disappears for a while. Don't love that. And in part because he lines up 40 of 48 snaps on the left side where they had been moving him around quite a bit more, especially against the Eagles because Kenyon Mitchell, who gets the pick in this game very late. But the bigger thing with the offense is between the game script, the fumbles, this game plan never gets a chance to really evolve into its full bloom. So who knows what kind of counters and stuff Cliff might have had if this is a closer game late. What'd you make of the offense in general and their struggles against the number one defense? But also, you know, they scored 23. That's seven more than anyone else was scoring on average on this defense in the postseason. So what do you make of it?
Yeah, I thought they did actually like a pretty good job. And I thought, you know, Cliff did a good job understanding like kind of where the weak spot is in the Philly defense. And that was with Zach Ertz as the tight end. I mean, he had 11 receptions. A lot of them were versus man coverage. A lot of them were on third down. And really, that was a matchup that they're able to exploit. And, you know, talking about offseason things, like, what are you going to do with him, man? Like, he's been such a beautiful piece and element to this offense. Like, That's something that's got to be really kept an eye on, but we'll talk about that more later. So to me, I thought that was the plan, quite honestly. It was like, we're going to get Zach Ertz in favorable matchups and he's going to win one-on-ones. And that's a bold strategy for a guy who's, what is he, 33, 34 years old? But he did it.
He's 34.
He knocked it out of the park, man. He just ran brilliant routes. He gave Jalen Hurts kind of someone he could consistently turn to in big moments. And so, you know, I understand Terry wasn't the biggest part of the game plan, but I also understand that, like, that's kind of the strength of the secondary is on the perimeter. If you want to kind of work an element, it's Reed Blankenship and man coverage versus Zach Ertz. And so I thought that seemed to be the moment, right? We're going to kind of motion, we're going to shift, we're going to formation in a way where that's the matchup. And I thought Jaden did a great job exploiting it. So even though Terry wasn't a piece, like, that's one of the things about the offense that I've really appreciated is that they've done a good job of kind of saying, hey, like, this is the person for this week. And this week it was Zach. And I thought they did a great job executing that. And I really think when you go back and watch, like, there was a lot of attention paid to Terry, like a lot more. And it's not maybe specifically Terry, but they called certain coverage structures and did certain things that you're definitely aware of him, right? So, like, there was one player, remember, where they're in a 4x1, the four receivers are to the right, and then Terry's by himself to the left. So usually in a Vic Fangio defense, the safety that's to the single receiver side, he lines up there to the single receiver side, but he's going to match to the four receiver side. Like, he'll work across formation, essentially assuring a one-on-one on Terry. they played a cloud coverage there, you know, which is not something that they normally do. So even though it wasn't like, let's make sure that we take Terry totally out of this game plan, they definitely were aware of his big playability and what he does on a down-to-down basis. And I also think you got to give Quinyon Mitchell a little bit of credit, like in man-to-man situations, like he did a great job. It was very physical. Awesome. Darius Slade did a great job. And, you know, Cooper DeJean also did a great job. So, and this is something that, like, we talked about it a little bit last night on the phone when I got back. But this defense is really good because they can play tight man coverage all the time. Not all the time, but a big percentage of the time. And they can, and they understand their zones, they understand how to match. And there's just not a lot of air, right? Not a lot of air for those outside receivers. And they have a pass rush they can get home with four, and they're good at blitzing. So this was going to be a slog. And so the fact they were able to score 24 points in a relatively efficient fashion, like coming out of this game, there's not a lot of things to be positive about, but the level that Jaden Daniels played at in this game in terms of handling adversity, handling the rush, tight window throws over the middle of the field, this was big time stuff from him. And I really wish that, that, you know, again, they would have been a little bit more fastidious with the football, because I think as the game would have worn on, I think the Philadelphia defense would have fatigued to a point where some of those explosive plays down the field become a little bit more viable. And they're not in these like deep cover two looks and deep quarters looks, like where you can't get anything going down the field. And so that's one of the disappointing things for me about this game, because I felt like Cliff came out ready to rock and roll. I felt like Jaden came out ready to rock and roll. And I felt like they had a good game plan early. I love some of the early whams and whams specifically that they ran on Jalen Carter and leading the 6-yard gain, which is something that you never thought you'd see versus Philadelphia. So there was a lot of elements that I really appreciated. But I do agree that like they never got to actualize kind of their downfield stuff because of game flow, really. Like that was the one thing we talked about, is like, can you get to a point where you're leading a game, you force Vic Fangio to be more aggressive, you force Jalen Hurts to be more aggressive, and we just never got that. And this is the result, partially.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of the result.
Yeah, Jaden proved that he can go win a game 5 yards at a time again, which is
crazy. That's so challenging to do, man.
The problem is the team can't, not against the Eagles, because the reason that you want to do that as a defense is because it creates more opportunities for the offense to mess up. Penalties or turnovers. And that's exactly what happened. Like, you can say, oh, that first drive is amazing. Well, one, you don't get a touchdown out of it. And two, when you go to try to repeat it on the next drive, like, Diami fumbles. And that is not in character for Diami by any stretch, but it's like in character for why you don't play that way if you don't have to in the NFL, is because defenses are too good. And this Eagles defense specifically is very, very good at going after the ball. Like, they are aggressive trying to rake it out, and they find success. They have opportunities. Aaron Andrews actually had a great anecdote on the broadcast about how Nick Sirianni preaches, if a guy goes down and gets up, that is an opportunity to knock out the football. That ball is going to be loose. And so Sirianni was apparently like elated because that's a thing for him, and that's how they get the Eckler one, is Austin tries to get up and you know, the ball gets punched out because it's away from his body. It's not an easy thing to do to get up and secure the football and stay on balance. So playing that way, preventing explosives, invites the kind of turnover variance that Washington had in this game. They've just been so tremendous this year at avoiding it. And that's the thing that's really impressive about them. And so I think if you're Dan, you're continuing to be like, you probably look back, you do a review and you go, you know what? We're not going to do it 18 weeks, but if we can do it 17 and not have that one be our last game, like, let's just get that out of the way in week six next year. I feel pretty good about the operation that we have and the way we're coaching things and all that kind of stuff. Not that you're not looking to get better, but you feel pretty good about it. And then if you're Adam, you're looking at it and you're like, how do we get the rest of the team to be able to win 5 yards at a time, or more guys that can turn 5 yards into 50 yards?
I was about to say.
And that would be, you know, you got Terry, you can do it. Diami showed some ability to do that this year, which makes that fumble hurt all the more. But like, you need more explosive playmakers, and you have money to spend, and you have a quarterback on a rookie contract. And like, that's the part that's exciting. But, you know, I think it's worth pointing out that like, while Jaden can operationally do that, and that is like, it's hard to describe how valuable that is, that you can just stack decision on which him is, and feel good about it. But you need the rest of the group, offensive line and skill positions, to be able to get to his level.
Yeah, and I think this is, in some ways, this is the perfect scenario. And I know that sounds crazy, because obviously perfect scenario is winning the Super Bowl. So maybe this is like perfect in like that this is like sub-perfect stack two, right? Or whatever we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think when you look at this season, man, what a blessing. Like, just incredible, incredible level of competition, incredible level of brotherhood. It brings the city back to life. The football is there. But it also, to me, is so fitting that this loss happens versus this Philadelphia team, because it shows you exactly what you need to do, right? You need to get someone on the offensive line who can consistently win a one-on-one versus Jalen Carter. You need to get a receiver, or an explosive playmaker, whatever it is, tight end, slot receiver, who can win consistently versus man-to-man coverage and can help you find these explosive plays down the field, right? Defensively, you look and you say, hey, how do we account for this offensive line of Philadelphia? How do we find a DB that can consistently match? And Marshawn Lattimore might be this guy. I'm not saying that that's not the case, but, you know, because he's only played 3 games this year, so how healthy or whatever. But like, that these are the things now that you go into the off season saying, if that's the peak of the mountain, what do we need to do to get there? And I think that that's something that's so fantastic for the organization, because it leaves this salty, disgusting taste in your mouth, and you're like, I must be dogmatically motivated to be better and find better solutions for the team. And so, because you said, like, for how awesome Jaden was this year, like, just tremendous, like, really, like, you can't overstate how good he was. It's just statistically, mathematically, it from a football analytics perspective, going on 15 play drives in the NFL is a very low probability. And we did that how many times this year? We did it a bunch. And so how do you deleverage those moments? How do you deleverage the one score games? And so I do think that this is in some ways, this is good. This is good for them to see, because it's like, hey, this is how the team has to grow.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll start tackling that stuff later in the week with some of Logan Senior Bowl coverage, and obviously we'll continue to get to it the rest of the offseason, because that's what the offseason is about, is you know, who's available, what options exist, and I'm sure Adam Peters and his staff is already hard at work on that. But for now, let's put a bow on this magical season one last time.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.